Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day, despite all of the turmoil out of Kentucky. There is a former L.A. police sergeant who just said on MSNBC about Daniel Cameron, the attorney general of Kentucky. He's a Republican. He, I thought, did an excellent job of presenting the facts in the Breonna Taylor case this morning. The MSNBC former police sergeant said he does not speak for black folks. He's skin folk, but he is not kin folk. He should be ashamed of himself. You have that clip? Yeah, let's listen to it for a moment, because it actually relates to the other clip, basically addressed to the Jewish community. We'll get to that one in a moment. This is Cheryl Dorsey, former L.A. police sergeant on MSNBC. Listen.
I find all of his remarks with regards to this whole entire press conference offensive. And let me just speak to this whole celebrity influencer thing. While they can't speak for Kentuckians, let me say this is a black woman. He does not speak for black folks. He's skin folk, but he is not kin folk. And so just like he thinks they can't speak for Kentucky because he's up there with a black face, he does not speak for all of us. This was not a tragedy. This was a murder. He should be ashamed of himself.
Okay, how is it a murder? A murder implies intentionality. They weren't even firing at Breonna Taylor. They were firing back at her boyfriend who was shooting at them and wounded one of them in the leg. How is that a murder? On what planet? And again, this is so ridiculous. But it's not the only thing that's ridiculous. There's also a ridiculous attack on President Trump, comparing him to Hitler. And we've heard that before. There's, in fact, a new movie that we're going to be reviewing at the end of the week that goes to great lengths to try to compare Trump to Hitler. But I've never heard anything as outrageous as this. This is from Donnie Deutsch, who's a contributor to MSNBC. He used to have his own show on MSNBC. He used to be an advertising executive. He was extremely upset about the president's rally last night. The president had a very crowded rally, very few masks, it's true, and people were very close to each other. And the president said his usual rally stuff. And but that greatly upset Donnie Deutsch. And he said this.
So, you know, Joe, I was watching the first hour, and as Jay Johnson was talking about comparing to Hitler, and, you know, that's something you cautiously do, because we can use the word fascist, but then when you go Hitler, you can't, oh, everybody starts to go. But what was going on in early 30s Germany? Well, basically, you had a destruction of the belief in the free press. You had a blurring between the executive branch and the Justice Department. You have creating an other, whether it's Muslims, whether it's Mexicans, whether it's congressmen who weren't born in this country. And then you have the destruction of free elections. And we're here. And what is the difference between Adolf Hitler and Donald Trump? I'm not saying there's a Holocaust, but when you look at the tactics, and that is where we are right now.
Okay, this is outrageous. A completely outrageous. What is the difference between Adolf Hitler and Donald Trump? And let me put it to you. There's one kind of just a teeny tiny difference that you may have noticed. Trump is running for re-election. Until morons like you, Donnie Deutsch, began to make this kind of comment, Trump was actually running behind. And certainly it's a competitive re-election. He could still lose. But when did Hitler run for re-election? Answer is never. Once he took over, boom, that was the end of democracy. And he was very open. He wasn't subtle about his racism. He wasn't subtle about his plans to drive all the Jews out of Germany. He was hidden about his plans to kill the ones that he couldn't drive out. And the ironic thing here is I don't know Donny Deutsch, but his last name means German. Deutsch is German. It's Deutschland in German. And I would assume that Donny, like me, probably has some German background at one point. I don't know, maybe his people ran away from Hitler like mine did. My grandfather took my mother and my Uncle Fritz and my grandmother and escaped from Germany in 1934, which was a very good time to go. A very good time to go. And he left because of Hitler. And again, the idea that the Jewish people are to be blamed because they don't identify Trump with Hitler. You know what's so amazing about this? This comes just days after the Prime Minister of Israel, who, if there is one person who you could say, who's the most prominent Jewish leader in the world? It's the Prime Minister of Israel. He's the head of the only Jewish nation in the world. And he was saying that President Trump has a key to the heart of the people of Israel. And then Donny Deutsch is attacking Jews. He's attacking Netanyahu, too, because he says good things about Trump. Listen, this is clip 21B.
Please indulge me for a second. I want to talk to my Jewish friends who are voting for Donald Trump. How dare you? How dare you with what our people have gone through in history? And you see a man who is a dictator. And once you give a man absolute power, he is possible of anything. And if you are a Jew in this country and you are supporting Donald Trump, you are not looking back at our history. And you are blind and you are walking like a lemming off a cliff. It is time to wake up. I'm sorry. This is where we are. There is no difference from what Donald Trump is preaching from what Adolf Hitler preached in the early 30s. Let's just say it once and for all.
Okay, let's not say it because it's a bloody lie. And what it does is it trivializes Hitler's evil. It trivializes Hitler's evil, which was profound. And no, it wasn't just the Holocaust. He says, Deutsch says, oh, well, I'm not saying there's a Holocaust. Okay, but you're saying there's no difference between what Trump preaches and what Hitler preached? Has Trump ever talked about supporting a master race? Has he ever talked about wars of conquest to give America Lebensraum, room to live? No, if anything, Trump has talked about bringing our troops home. And by the way, this is coming at a time when there was, according to a Pew study, 24% of Jewish Americans voted for President Trump last time. In all of the polling, he's doing better than that now. And he said about 30%. And is that why he's now trying to compare him to Hitler? What is amazing to me is other people who are prominent and active in the Jewish community, and of course I am, ought to speak out about this with outrage. Some Democrats, particularly Jewish Democrats, have to speak out about this with outrage. And you know what? Donny Deutsch needs to apologize. I rarely would say that. But to say, as he just said, there is no difference between Donald Trump and Adolf Hitler. He said, and what is the difference between Adolf Hitler and Donald Trump? I'm not saying there's a Holocaust, but when you look at the tactics, and that is where we are right now. And as we are leading 39 days from election, this is what we have. And we still have people chanting, okay? But they are not chanting against Jewish people. And certainly not led by President Trump. In fact, they're not chanting racist material at all. If the only racist material I hear being chanted in the streets recently is actually from Antifa and some fringes of the Black Lives Matter movement. We will get to that and more. We'll also be speaking with Ken Starr, former federal judge, Solicitor General of the United States, and special prosecutor, about all the legal issues.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the Medved Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a Medhead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the Medhead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing Medhead members, we've discounted everything at the Medved History Store by 50%.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
On the Michael Medved Show, the problem with trying to invoke Hitler analogies is, again, it's so dangerous because it's almost as if you were excusing or trivializing the monstrousness of what Hitler did to his own country and to his own countrymen. let alone to the Jewish people. The statements by Donny Deutsch are so appalling. And I was just thinking about this over the break. I wish that Justice Ginsburg were still alive so that she could say something to this jerk. Because she is one of those people who was always very proud, not particularly religious, but very proud of her Jewish identity and very committed to it. And somebody with an enormous admiration from the Jewish community. And for Donny Deutsch to imply that someone who supports President Trump can't be a good Jew, is heading for destruction. He says, you're blind, you're walking like a lemming off a cliff. It's time to wake up, I'm sorry. This is where we are, no difference from what Donald Trump is preaching, from what Adolf Hitler preached in the early 30s. He didn't just say that. He said this about President Trump's supporters who came out to a raucous, very energetic, very positive, as Trump rallies go, rally for the president in Moon, Pennsylvania. Here's Donny Deutsch this morning on MSNBC.
Look at that crowd. You know, before I get to COVID, what stunned me is, and Alex, if we show some of the kind of the actual live shots of the crowd, there's not one person of color anywhere. Like, usually behind him, he puts one kind of token in there, a token person. If you scan this crowd, this is stunning. It is, if you go not even behind him, but through the thousands and thousands of people. And this to me looked like a rally from the early 30s.
What he says is, this to me, rally from the early 30s, is what he said that was cut off there on the sound. I have the transcript in front of me. I mean, really? In the early 30s where people are yelling Sieg Heil and pushing the Nazi slogan, which is Die Juden sind unser Unglück, that the Jews are our misfortune. Was that happening at this rally? See, this is so awful. It's just awful. It's poison, this moment where we are. Can't you recognize, Donny Deutsch, that there are some very, very nice, wonderful, patriotic people who disagree with you? And by the way, I know there's the same tendency. It's not as strong, but it exists on the right, where people think that anybody who doesn't support President Trump must be a loser and a horrible person and someone who is a degenerate of some kind. Or if you're with QAnon, you believe that they're Satanist, blood-drinking, devil-worshipping, pedophiles and cannibals. I mean, really? Can we acknowledge that there are nice people on both sides? It's in that context one of the best things that I saw written about Justice Ginsburg was a piece by Eric Motley. And Eric Motley talks about his friendship with Justice Ginsburg. He's somebody who worked in the Bush administration. And he says, our improbable friendship began in 2002 at a Georgetown dinner party, and it began with music. Ruth Bader Ginsburg was a Jewish urbanite who had just turned 70 and had been appointed to the Supreme Court by a Democratic president. I was a 30-year-old African-American from the rural South who had recently arrived in Washington to serve as a special assistant to Republican President George W. Bush. Though aware of my status as the new kid on the block, I soon was put at ease at the dinner by the friendly man seated next to me, Marty Ginsburg. I'll always remember our conversation. So what do you do when you're not working at the White House? He asked me. I replied that listening to music and reading were my chief interests. He turned and said, hey, my wife and I love music. What are you listening to now? When he learned that I was researching different references, renditions of Bach's Goldberg Variations, he asked for my favorite. Without hesitation, I replied, Glenn Gould, 1955. Addressing his wife on the other side of the table, he said, Ruth, you have to come over and meet Eric. We continue to discuss music and many other interests for the next 17 years. She sent me CDs and articles and sometimes over dinner would explain complicated legal cases. When I began writing a memoir of growing up in a poor community in Alabama, founded by former slaves, including my great-grandfather, she asked me to read the manuscript, and her keen insight resulted in several suggestions. She also shared her own recollections that helped me understand the roots of her lifelong passion for equal opportunity for every person. In any event, it goes on. And it's deeply touching. And the idea of it's part of a testimony to what a great country we are. Here's a poor kid from Alabama who has made it, black kid, to a Republican White House, a special assistant to the president. And a fairly poor, lower middle class girl from Flatbush, Brooklyn, New York, former cheerleader at James Madison High School. And they are brought together because they like listening to Bach. Bach died in 1750. They liked listening to Bach's Goldberg Variations. It's kind of an amazing country that way. And we're going to be talking to Ken Starr, who I know has very fond memories of working with Justice Ginsburg. He's also written about it. What do we do to get back some of that collegiality, where you don't have to treat the other side like monsters just because they disagree with you? And look, right now, any of these women that President Trump is talking about nominating, particularly the two front runners, Judge Barrett and Judge Lagoa, is led an admirable and a fairly amazing American life. Why can't we celebrate it? Why does Chuck Schumer have to treat this as if it's World War III? And right now they're saying that, well, he will definitely be primary Chuck Schumer by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez if he doesn't somehow throw himself on the railroad track and stop the oncoming confirmation of one of the very qualified women that President Trump is about to appoint. Can't we do better in our politics? Can some of our leaders, maybe one or both of the candidates for president, talk about doing better? We'll continue the conversation with Ken Starr, coming right up on the MedVed Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republican Senators Ron Johnson of Wisconsin and Chuck Grassley of Iowa are releasing a report regarding possible conflicts of interest between the Bidens and Ukraine, finding that Hunter Biden's position on the board of a Ukrainian energy company, Burisma Holdings, was problematic and that the warnings about his role were ignored by the Biden administration. Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron is calling the death of Breonna Taylor a tragedy. A grand jury is charging former Louisville police detective Brett Hankinson with three counts of wanton endangerment in the first degree.
The grand jury voted to return an indictment against Detective Hankinson for three counts of wanton endangerment, for wantonly placing the three individuals in apartment three in danger of serious physical injury or death.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, and bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Starr was a distinguished United States appellate judge. He served alongside Ruth Bader Ginsburg and, I'm pretty sure, Robert Bork on the First Circuit. He was also the 39th Solicitor General of the United States, and, of course, he's well known as a president of Baylor University and former dean of Pepperdine Law School. And he's the author of a book, most recently, Contempt, a memoir of the Clinton investigation. Judge Starr, always an honor to speak with you. And I was moved piece in Wall Street Journal about your friendship with Justice Ginsburg.
Well, thank you. It's so good to be on with you, Michael. And yes, she was truly a great human being. A wonderful generosity of spirit, as I've tried to stay. Saying that Wall Street Journal op-ed tribute to her. Whenever there was something going to happen at the court, a loss of a loved one or some joy or some concern, the mantra would be, ask Ruth. We would ask Ruth what to do. So she was almost, as it were, our class mom. And she just had a great generosity of spirit and illustrated by what is now quite famous, her friendship with Antonin Scalia, a great and towering intellect. And they frequently disagreed, but they were friends. And that's a great lesson in civility and kindness and graciousness for all of us, and a reminder that we can disagree with one another and still remain friends.
Yeah, wouldn't that be an important message right now? I was struck by a point that was made by Jennifer Senior in a piece she just did for the New York Times, where she pointed out that when Justice Ginsburg was confirmed, she was confirmed on a bipartisan basis, 97 votes, right? And she didn't squeak by. When Justice Scalia was confirmed, it was unanimous. There wasn't a single vote against him. How do we get back to that? Because what we have now is even extraordinarily well-qualified people like Neil Gorsuch. There were only three Democrats who voted for Neil Gorsuch. How do we get back to a more bipartisan view of the court?
Well, we tried to with the Robert Bork, and thank you for mentioning him. And yes, I did have the honor of serving alongside Bob Bork, who likewise was a great friend of Ruth Ginsburg. The two of them got along famously. And so the Bork horrible confirmation was in 1987. Ruth Ginsburg was in 1993. Steve Breyer was in 1994. It was relatively uncontroversial as well. And I think Senator Lindsey Graham, Mike, has picked up on this in his letter to his fellow senators on the minority side, the Democratic side of the aisle, when he said it's now clear that there are different rules for Democrats and Republicans. And while he didn't personalize it and to say you have blood on your hands and talked about the Bork nomination and the Thomas nomination and so forth and ending scandalously for the Democrats with the Brett Kavanaugh nomination, so there's one rule for you guys, gender neutral, and there's another for Republicans. We are marching forward. We're going to do our duty. So it was not in any sense a tit for tat or this is now payback. It was just reminding them, you want the president to forbear? You want the United States Senate to forbear? No, we are going forward. This is what past presidents have done, almost without exception, some 30 times. And here's the fundamental point. We lament the loss of Ruth Ginsburg, and we honor her memory. But that doesn't bring government to a halt. The president's duties remain. And Justice Sonia Sotomayor said in 2016, and I'm paraphrasing here, Mike, we really don't do well as a court with eight members. And why is that? Because the court can be equally divided, just as the can be 5-4 opinions, so too are decisions. There can be 4-4 decisions, and that is an enormous loss, really, for everyone, not just the litigants, but for the country. And we can ill afford that, especially going into a deeply contested presidential election.
And do you believe right now that the court is going to be asked to decide the outcome of this election? Isn't that a disaster for the court and for the country?
Yes. It was a disaster in 2000, but at least we got a decision. And to his great credit, even though the court had been divided, Vice President Gore accepted the determination of the Supreme Court of the United States. I hope it doesn't come to that, but one simply has to look ahead. It's happened before. There have been other very closely contested elections, and we know that the polls are tightening now. And so it is very wise, I think, and prudent of the Republican majority to say we are going to do our duty and to consider the president's nominee and to vote on that nominee so that we don't have essentially an 8-member court.
And again, the collegiality apparently still exists on the court. In terms of President Trump in fighting for his nominee, and he clearly will, and it looks like there will be a confirmation, what do you think is important for him to do to try to upgrade respect for the judiciary and respect for this entire confirmation process?
Yes. Well, I think that we need to cease and desist from any name-calling. Let's have a debate, but let's not make it ad hominem and personal. I think everything that the president has said thus far is very encouraging. His great tribute to her on Friday night when she passed from this life and he was in the middle of a rally. His extemporaneous reaction to the question, as he was leaving with the podium at the rally, was, I thought, picture perfect. A great tribute to her. And I hope that tone will continue. The president has a harsh tongue, And I think he needs to engage in self-control. Just don't follow what may be your instincts to lash out. I think, frankly, it's going to redound to his benefit with the all-important independence, suburban women, and so forth, if he conducts himself with dignity, when, on the other hand, you may see the other side of the aisle doing something or at least countenancing very undignified activity. People want respect. They want comity. They want civility, other than the incredibly small minority of people who don't go in the streets to protest in the great spirit of democracy, but who go into the streets to disrupt and to destroy. So let's just see. Are there going to be disruptions?
Last word, very quickly. Yep. Judge Starr, I assume you're opposed to enlarging the court, to doing what Schumer is now threatening to do, to packing the court with two or five extra members?
Yes. The country has been through that, as you know, your listening audience knows, with FDR. His own party turned against him, and happily, there are Democrats in the Senate who are already saying, no, that is just not going to happen. And so that's very encouraging.
That's Judge Ken Starr. He is the author most recently of Contempt, a memoir of the Clinton investigation. We've posted that up at our website at michaelmedved.com. And on this question of honoring Justice Ginsburg and some of the messages of her life, I do need to play for you a very clear statement from a leading conservative Republican arguing not to dishonor her, but to honor her, at the same time that that conservative Republican is pushing for a confirmation vote for her successor, whoever President Trump will name. He'll announce the name this Saturday at apparently 5 p.m. Eastern Time. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
More Michael MedVed in a moment.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED. MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Michael Medved Show. If you go to our website to michaelmedved.com, you'll not only find all kinds of handy-dandy information, like a reference to Ken Starr's most recent book, but you'll also find information about our crowd. Our crowd is international. They literally will provide you with information of some of the most exciting companies and some of the most exciting investment opportunities. And not just for massive whale investors. This is for ordinary middle-class Americans. And it is an opportunity to invest in some of the growing high-tech sector, particularly in the state of Israel and in the United States. You can join our crowd and get their information for free. Just go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner for our crowd. It's a great company and a great opportunity right now. And one opportunity right now is putting in perspective some of the need for comedy and reason and reasonableness. I read earlier today some of the headlines that said, oh, Ted Cruz blocked a resolution honoring Justice Ginsburg. He did not. He blocked Schumer's attempt to add to that resolution a demand that the president delay appointing a successor. That makes it a partisan resolution. And here is what Ted Cruz had to say on the Senate floor on that issue. This is 23B. Listen.
Accordingly, what I am going to do is propose modifying the Democratic leader's resolution to delete his call that we leave this vacancy open, that we leave the court with just 8 justices, which opens up the possibility of a 4-4 tie, not able to resolve a contested election and leaving this country for weeks and months of chaos if we have a contested election in November. But instead, replacing in the resolution the quote from Justice Ginsburg that packing the court is a bad idea, and the Senate agrees that packing the court is a bad idea. And, Madam President, I'm confident that when I ask the Democratic leader, he's going to reject this because we are sadly seeing one side of the aisle embrace more and more dangerous and radical proposals, including trying to use brute political force to politicize the court. That is not consistent with the Constitution, nor is it consistent with two centuries of this body's precedence. Accordingly, I ask that the senator modify his request and instead take up my resolution at the desk. I further ask that the resolution be agreed to, the preamble be agreed to, and the motions to reconsider be considered made and laid upon the table with no intervening action or debate.
And Chuck Schumer said, sure, no problem. I'll go with that. He hastily turned down that opportunity. In fact, he had this to say on the floor. This is clip 25. Basically, well, throwing a little bit of a tantrum, I would say. Listen.
Counterintelligence, who's also leading the election security efforts on behalf of the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, that meeting occurred during today's session of the Senate.
Is there objection?
Reserving the right to object.
Democratic leader.
Reserving the right to object because the Senate Republicans have no respect for the institution. We won't have business as usual here in this usual Senate. I object.
Objection is heard.
Mr. President.
The senator from Florida.
If I may, just for a moment, just for the information of the members then who are on the committee, we will not be having the meeting, the hearing today on the issue of election security with the person leading that effort. It was a priority of many here. We are scheduled to have the Director of National Intelligence tomorrow to discuss that and many more topics of great importance that I know a lot of people here have been saying we need to be having briefings over. And I hope that if, in fact, the Democratic leader intends to object to that, we should know that today as well, I hope, so that the members will know that and make arrangements accordingly.
That's Senator Marco Rubio, of course, a little bit annoyed, it would appear, because the business of the Senate, which is trying to assure election security, which is a worthwhile and should be bipartisan goal, that being thwarted by Chuck Schumer, who wants to only talk about this Supreme Court vacancy and why he wants to keep that vacancy vacant. Outside the Capitol building yesterday, there was a reporter who asked a terrific question during the press opportunity that Chuck Schumer gave. This is clip 26A. Listen.
Do you think that this sort of brings the importance of elections and voting into focus? I mean, the reason why there's likely going to be a third conservative justice in the court is because President Trump won the election. Senate Republicans won the majority. What is the message now to Democrats in terms of the importance of winning elections?
Okay, good question. And his answer?
It's a message to the American people, which is so much of what you value is at stake, and it affects individuals. My daughter and her wife were sitting together at our Rosh Hashanah dinner when we heard the news of the terrible tragedy of Justice Ginsburg's passing, and one of them looked to the other and said, do you think our right to marry, they're married already, but will be preserved? So this matters to the American people. It's way beyond politics. But it means that if the American people care about these issues, they should let their Republican senators, who seem to be lining up lockstep, that they shouldn't be voting for this nominee, and then they have the opportunity at the ballot box, just 40-some-odd days away, to change it.
Okay, this is scare tactics. No one is talking. No one on the right is talking about overturning the Obergefell case and invalidating the same-sex marriages, and there are about a half a million of them, that have taken place since that decision. And the other thing that is a big lie, well, listen to Allison Camarota. This is clip 28. Because this is outrageous, and it's illiterate. And she really does need a basic class in the Constitution. Here's Allison Camarota. Listen.
I think one of the interesting discussions about abortion is that the country is generally divided. I mean, almost split right in half about how they view it. However, in the latest Gallup polls, 20% of the country, only 20% of the country wants to outlaw it. Okay, so you can feel differently about the different nuances of it, but only 20% wants to outlaw it. And that's ultimately, you know, obviously what would happen if Roe versus Wade were done away with. And so it's just interesting. I mean, obviously we're segueing into a political stance here, but if the country does, you know, would support the direction that this is going in.
Okay, this is so stupid. If Roe versus Wade were overturned tomorrow, it doesn't change the law anywhere. It allows the laws to continue as they exist in state after state after state. And frankly, the only states that would tighten restrictions on abortion, and nobody is talking about, very few Americans are talking about making abortion an absolute, but it's not changed by the court. This shouldn't be the decision of the court. What Roe v. Wade did was it took the decision-making about regulation of abortion away from the states and the localities and put it all on the courts. And again, but they didn't even really do that even in the decision. If you read the decision, Allison Camerata, the decision in Roe is specific in allowing regulation of abortion in the last trimester and some regulation of abortion in the second trimester. Jeffrey Toobin jumped in that CNN discussion, 28B. Listen. Well,
this is why when Republican presidents nominate justices to the court, they try to pretend that it's some mystery what their views are about Roe versus Wade because they know the country is against them on this issue. But let's be clear. Since 1973, when Roe versus Wade was decided, it has been the single most biggest obsession of the conservative legal movement to see that decision overturned, even though it's politically unpopular in the country. They know it's politically unpopular in the country, but they want to do it anyway, but they want to do it in such a way that there's no political accountability for it.
Okay, there's always political accountability. And again, the chances of Roe being absolutely overturned are very, very slight. What there will be a more leeway for the states to regulate and to discourage and to minimize abortions. Remember Bill Clinton said abortion should be safe, legal, and exceedingly rare? Okay, let's make it as rare as possible for the sake of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.